Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hey, Hugh, does this ever happen to you? A bottle of wine may come your way that someone wants to review, and it doesn't quite fit into any of our planned programs, so it just sits there for, a couple of weeks. And
yeah.
Then finally, we decide, hey, let's do an odds and ends show.
Yeah. Happens to me all the time.
Did it just happen?
I think it just did. It happens a ton, but I tell you, it's kind of nice because there's a lot of things that merit mention, and you can't necessarily, wait until you get a whole bunch of stuff together. So it's kind of nice to do that. Anyway, starting off here, nice little sparkler from a winemaker called Helfrich. This is a non-vintage Cremant d'Alsace. We're going to, we just got back from Alsace, so we're working forward to that. Anyway, this is a Pinot Blanc sparkling wine, sells for about $24. It's just terrific. Brilliant pale gold, toast and bright citrus flavors with a lively texture, and the carbonation, the mousse, is just lovely, and it's just a terrific wine for $24. It's a good starter. This is a new label that I don't know anything about other than I stumbled across it, and I thought the wines were actually surprisingly good. This is from a producer called Balletto, B-A-L-L-E-T-T-O. Started off with a 2015 Russian River Sonoma Chardonnay, $30. So you're pushing the envelope for me. You're entering Saturday night dinner wine. This was perfect. Perfumed nose, subtle toasty oak and vanilla with good acidity and a pleasing finish. Notes of citrus, truffle, and pear.
Oh,
so
nice.
There's a lot going on there. And so this is, didn't expect this, but it was a nice sort of Saturday night Russian River strikes again.
I love a perfumed Chardonnay.
Yeah, I mean, this was just wonderful. There is also a Pinot Noir, same vintage, same producer, same area, Russian River, and I like this one as well. This was not quite as forward as the Chardonnay. It was elegant and somewhat subdued, dark fruit, cherry, again, subtle earthy spiciness, just a hint of leather and maybe just a dollop of sort of a lavender note that came popping through.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was, again, well-structured, $30.
How was the weight on the wine?
The weight was medium, which is kind of what I'm looking for.
Me too.
I'm not real big on having, super weighty Pinot Noirs. To me, the charm is getting on the lighter side. An old friend, Sequoia Grove.
Yeah.
I've had in the last couple of weeks, I've had both the 2014 and the 2013 Cabernet Sauvignon, and they were both dynamite. I think the price point, maybe I'm just thinking of something else, but this was about $35 to $40.
I think that's about right, yeah.
Well, I mean, this is a dynamite steal for that kind of money. I thought so. It's called Cab, but it's a blend of 77% Cab and then dollops of Cab Franc, Merlot, Malbec, Petit Verdot, and Mourvèdre, which is sort of an interesting, interesting twist. But I really liked it. I thought it was dynamite. Scratch that, not Mourvèdre, Syrah. Blackberry, cherry, notes of mocha and herbs, hint of spice. I mean, you can't ask for more from Napa Cabernet in that one. And then if you really want to pay a lot of money, there's a producer called Oren Swift. This is a wine called Mercury Heads, between $100 and $120 a bottle. 2014, big, surprisingly generous and just a ton going on. But at $120 a bottle, I'd be a little careful. Guy just got bought by Gallo, so I think he doesn't care anymore.
I think he's buying a lot of his own wine.
Anyway,
I've had that stuff. It's really impressive.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.